okay?
It's okay with me. If you want to waste valuable space. Okay, everybody understand English? Okay, Shalom Aleichem. It's this is a Shira, Chabura, Psicha. Really, it's not getting into the Sugi at all, of course. We hope to be giving up Mar Makaimus with this man. Just suggested reading for each Sugya. And we'll see how that works. Maybe people will be find it useful. You know, make sure you see this Shita, make sure you see this Rosh, this Tzais, the Chulu. Okay, this is a Shia, more Klaliistic Inyan. It's based on my Rosh Hashiva of Abba Berman. Nothing I'm saying is punct what he said, but it's all from Loyomati Dover Shaloyama Rebbe Meolam, right? That's the gather there is, that everything is from him. It's Grada's yard site. Not today. I forgot when his yard site is. It's either, because it was like, it was Yom HaTzmaut, but it wasn't really Yom HaTzmaut. So I think it was Dalet Iyar. It was when they were celebrating it. I think it was a Thursday. When Hay Iyar is Friday, so they do it Thursday. That means it was Dalet Iyar. It was like the day before. It was the day of the Chagig of Yom HaTzmaut. So I think it was Dalet Iyar. So that would be... What?
Really Yom HaTzmaut.
I don't know. Maybe. It was Dalet Iyar, I'm pretty sure. It's a 60-yard site. It's a 60-yard site. Rav Avraham Berman's Hatzal. Okay. So Pesach Pesuach is obviously one of the most famous sugyas in Shas. And you can spend easily a year or two on it. With Sveksveik and Chazoka and Roiv and Cheskos Mon and Chazoka de Meikara, Cheskos Kashra, Sveksveik of Mitam Roiv, all the things, Bori Vishema gets mixed in, Migu, right? And you have the whole Shmeitzer, really. You can sit and learn the whole Shmeitzer, and then maybe you can learn the whole Shari Yosher. Right? It deals with these Inyonim. And Pesach Pesuach, the Sugi, it almost stands for these Inyonim. Roiv, Ruba de Isa, Ruba de Lessa, at the end of the Perek. So just to give a Hagdoma, sort of a picture, you have Sveikus, you have a Sofik. Now, a lot of times, and so Sofik has a din. Not always does Sofik have a din. Not always is something ro'ui to be called a Sofik. In Yeshiva Shesprach, we probably call it has to have a din Sofik. I don't especially care for such words, but it means you need a matzav of Sofik. It has to be a richtik of Sofik. Not every time you don't know, you walk into a place, I don't know what this piece of meat is. Oh, according to the Rambam, I can eat it. Of course, it's not true. So, I'm a supik if this person, okay, mutter. It's not true. Right? Chisorin Yediyah, as it's called in the Acharonim, I think. Is Chisorin Yediyah doesn't have the status of a Sofek. It's not a Sofek. And the Dinei Torah had to deal with Sofek. It's not talking about Chisorin Yediyah. Chisorin Yediyah is not a Din Sofek. Sofek means Sofek. In Momenus, there's a word for it, so it's easy to recognize the word. The word is Drora, Drora de Mamoina. We'll assume what Toises above Metzia calls Drora de Mamoina. It means it's a Richtik of Sofek. It's mitzad the matz of itself. It's ro'ui to be a suffix. The two tzadim are real, right? You have a tzad iser, a tzad heter, a tzad it's Reuven's moment, a tzad it's Shimon's moment, a tzad kosher, a tzad posel, also mutter. Each tzad has a real siba that's existing in reality. It exists. There's a level that it's. It's Kayim in the Metzias that Tzadim. It's roi to be a Sofik, I would call it. What the Achrayim call Chisorin Yediyah, and I'll explain in a minute why I'm calling it what the Achrayim call Chisorin Yediyah. In a second, I'll explain why I'm saying that. Chisorin Yediyah means that the Sofik is not in reality. It's not. It doesn't really exist. You don't know. Like if I'm not wearing my glasses, and I don't know if this is coffee or tea, and I'm fleishes. Okay, according to the Rambam, I can eat it. I can drink it. Shtuyot, right? Why is it shtuyot? Because it's not a real suffix. Put on your glasses and look what it is. In the reality, it's not a suffix. There's no tutsdodim. The tutsdodim are in my head, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. So that's in me. That's not in the zach. Suffix, for any suffix to have a din, whether it's lakula or lachumra, or to be able to be misbarer through the way the Torah tells us fakers could be misbarer, chazoka, roiv, maybe eid echad, maybe bori rishema, maybe bori. It has to be a chefs of a suffix, a chefs of a suffix, a din suffix, chefs of a suffix. Now, the reason I say what most achronim call is because what's every suffix? Every suffix, you'll say, is also chisarin yediyah. Every suffix ultimately is chisarin yediyah. So I want to say the model of a real, of a richtig suffix, the model, like the most extreme suffix, is mekadesh achas mi beis achoyis. You see in the Gemara, in Kiddushin, that mekadesh achas mi beis achoyis is chal. You don't say that's ridiculous, that's silly, it's like you were mekadesh a table. It's not chal. So mekadesh achas mi beis achoyis, you gave one of them money, she's a shliach for the other one, and that's called a suffix. Maybe it's Kiddushin Shein Masurin Labia. But you see in the Gemara and Kiddushin, in the Sugya, that it's dealt with like a suffix. Now that's like the perfect suffix. What do I mean the perfect suffix? There's no chisarin yediyah there. I mean, it's chisarin yediyah, but there is no vaday. It doesn't exist. It's a cheft of a suffix, mamish duch and duch. It's a suffix. It's a suffix she'yevshel lehizbarer. You makadish achas mi beis achoyos. So, on which one was, really? I'd say it's not chal. But it is chal. You see, it's chal. But then it might be Kedusha Shein HaMasur and Labia. That's why it's not Chal. But otherwise, and even to call it Kedusha Shein HaMasur and Labia means it's Chal on one, and maybe you're being boiled the wrong one. But really, there is no right one and wrong one, really, because you were Makadish Achas Mi Beis Achoyis. And that's Chal. It's Chal as a suffix. Now, some Achronim talk about Bein Hashmoshes that way, that Bein Hashmoshes is a Heftza of a suffix. That's what it is. It's Mahus is a suffix. You're never going to figure out if Ben Hashmashus is Yom V'Layla. You could talk about it, if it has a din of Yom, or a din of Layla, or a din of suffix. But Mahuso, it's Ben Hashmashus. That's what it is. So some learn like that, not everybody. Ayin Encyclopedia Talmud is Erech Ben Hashmashus. You'll see all the shittas about Ben Hashmashus. And a kui, some learn a kui also might be like that. If it's a bria b'fnei atzma, it might be. It's not clear. It's not clear if the din of this animal is chayo or behema, if the din is basofik, or if it's muhuso is sofik. But so there could be such a thing, and that's not called chisar yediyah. That's the point I want to bring out. You could theoretically have a suffix, which is b'chlal lo kashur, really, to chisar yediyah, because there is no yediyah to have. I mean, well, you can call it chisar yediyah, because you don't know which sister is makudish to you. But there is no yediyah. There's no yediyah. You can't have a yediyah. There is no yediyah to have. So the chiddush is that it's chal. Okay. But most fakers are not like that. That's very rare. You know, you don't come across it in Shas. You don't come across it. These are the only three cases I know of, and only one is like that, and the other two, it's Achroinim suggest maybe it's like that. But normally, Safik Mamsa, any Safik, any Drora de Mamoina, right? Drora, it was a born Machlapora Bachamor, Biolda, so you don't know when it was born. So you don't know, it's all you don't know. Oh, so when does it cross the Kav Adom from being so one day you'll find out, you don't know what to do, so I don't know, but who says it has a din? Again, the best way is Sofik Mamza Mutter, or the Rambam sheet is always the best way to think of it, because according to the Rambam, Sofik is Lakula. So what do you mean? Like, just because you don't know, so you can go eat it, that's absurd. So, and Sofik Mamzer is Mutter, Huli Alma, obviously. and draw into Mamoino. Sumchas is Shita. So Sumchas holds Mamon Amutta B'Safik Cholkin. So just because you don't know, so it's Cholkin. Kind of. Teretz is, at some point, you cross a line, and it gets a Din Safik. It becomes a Heft of Safik, like you have a Heft of Chazir. So it becomes a Heft of Safik Chazir. Not a real... There's a darga of a heftz of suffik like achos mi beis achoyus, and then at some point a suffik of chisorin yediya becomes the reality of the matzav. What makes it that? It's not clear. It has to do with how widespread it is. If it's just me or nobody knows, maybe the whole city doesn't know. It has to do with efshel avurei in psachim. You have the sugya where it says you don't know if the house is badug or not, so either lesser be'ir l'shayle, go ask him. So it's clear in the Rishonim, it's not just a question of you have an Eitza, but if you can go ask him, you pick up a phone and you ask him, so it's not, then it's just chisaron yediyah. It's like you're not wearing your glasses. It's not, it doesn't become part of the reality of the Zach. It's superficial, you just don't know. I have a long-standing machlekes with my Rosh Kailal in Munsi, my Rosh Bezdin, right? That the Suffolk Mamzer. So a lot of times it pops up cases with a woman. You don't know if she ever got a get. You don't know when the child was born, before the get, after the get. But a lot of times there's records, but it's from a foreign country, right? So nowadays the truth is with computers. You know, it really, if you give me 2 hours, you know, you can find out. Right? So what might have been a Suffolk Mamza b'muhuso 30 years ago is today's Chisaron Yediyah. Because, you know, it's Efshel Avurei. So there's Efshel Avurei Bekal, and there's no real clear Gedorim. But the Hagdara, the Lomdusha Hagdara, is whether the Suffolk is Mitziuti, whether it has become part of the Welt, it become part of the reality of the world, that the Zach is like the moment Hamutl B'Suffolk, it's B'Suffolk. Okay. So that's Hagdama 1. Once something is B'Suffolk, it can have Dinim. These are the Nakuda. If the Suffolk is not in the Zach, but in your head, there's no dinim. No dinim. The Rambam's not going to hold l'kula. The Rambam's going to say, and you're not going to say l'kula, you're not going to say l'chumra. You're going to say, go put on your glasses. Go find out what it is. There's no din. For something to have a din, it has to have a certain reality, a certain metzius. Chazah's also. Sofik chazah. L'chumra. Well, l'kula, even if it's l'chumra, right? You don't get malchus. Something writes l'chumra. You don't get malchus. Nobody says l'chumra means nemon it's chazer. You don't nemon it's chazer. We're going to talk about roiv and chazaka and korov, right? Roiv the korov, above the basra, korov. Roiv, korov, rubadiz, rubadilesa, chazaka. Those are, we'll call them birurim for a second. But l'chumra is obviously not any type of birur. L'chumra is called l'chumra. And you don't get malchus. You go l'chumra. But it has a din. It's a din. It's a din. It's learnt out. So Rashi Gradu's Lashon is, I think in Kiddushin, l'isur of Eloi l'malchus. The din of l'chumra. So if you guys say l'chumra, is l'isur of Eloi l'malchus, meaning that the din iser, it's a din. You learn out from somewhere, Sofik Yerayis al-Chumra. It's not just, hey, you know, be machmir. It's a din that you go l'chumra. For something to be a din, it has to attach itself to a certain reality, a certain metzius. So that means it has to be a Sofik in metzius. Okay. Now, obviously, the best is to be mevarer in Sofik, to get the idea, to find out the metzius. Most of Shas is concerned with what happens if you're not Mavara the metzius. Right? Yediyah is the best beer, better than Edom even. Even though Toysos are cute Toysos above Abbas from the beginning of Isha Rabbah, that Bahorib Baraglov. So Tyson says, why don't you say it's Trey a Trey? Funny Tyson, why don't you say it's Trey a Trey? Like, who are you going to believe? The Adam or the guy? You know? So the Achrayim, okay. So Tyson says, Tyson gives a teretz, but then don't worry, Bahorib Baraglov wins. It's not Trey a Trey. Now, there's different ways of dealing with a suffix. We're familiar. There's chazaka. There's different types of chazaka. There's roiv. Now, so again, let's go by drug. The best would be if you acquire a yediyah. The metzias becomes nisbara. However, it becomes nisbara. If you nisbara through tzvias ayin, someone comes along a bogi and says, that's chelav, that's shuman. How do you know? How do I know? I know, it is. So then it's mitzvah the metzias. Then, what happens if you're not Mavar the Metzius? So Edim, okay, you really weren't Mavar the Metzius, but we know that the Dilva Pishnai made him Yakum Dober. So it's also not a Yediyah. But okay. They're the strongest. Certainly they tell you what it is. You Neman that Metzius. Now, but let's say Chazaka or Roiv. So I think the operative word is you make it. Obviously, get sofei karav loy, sofei karav law, and you put up a cheskos eishes ish, use chazaka. Obviously, chazaka doesn't address the sofik. It doesn't address the sofik. I mean, there's two levels of the sofik. There's a sofik if she's oster or mutter, and then there's the sivus ha-sofik, which is karav loy and karav law. Chazaka doesn't address it doesn't address the tzadim. Chazaka is a din, but the pashtus it's to assume. Although some achrayim maybe say differently, but and you'll learn, you'll come across those achrayim, but it's not nistarva to me that it's not what they call hanhoga, like a blind. It's not mustar because the Torah is giving you an oifen where sfeikas are dealt with. Like, otherwise, we just go to chumra. Like, what do you fadin with a din chazaka? This is what I hold. What did the Torah fadin with chazaka if you just as if it doesn't tell you anything, just tells you what to do? So you know you might as well go to chumra. What did you gain? You didn't gain anything if you're just as blank as before, so go the chumra, go the kula, like what's for dintman with chazaka? Chazaka, but it's not it doesn't give you a, it doesn't even address the suffix. So it's a din, but what is the din? What does it say? It says if something's besuffic, let's talk about chazaka to make kara, that's the easiest. If something's besuffic, but you know it was a certain way up till now. So I like the word assume. In the Yiddish you say menem ton. Manichim, I think you say in Hebrew. Manichim. The Torah, I think, is talking, it says, it's not telling you it is like that. Or it tells you to be maniach, it's like that. To nem on. You give misa, you give someone misa. Cheskos eishes ish. We know it's not addressing the suffix. It's not addressing the suffix. The suffix karav loy kavin karav law. It's not addressing the suffix. We're just as musupik after the chazaka as before. But the chazaka is telling you what to nem on, what to be maniach. That's a chiddush of chazaka. It's a din, call it. But it's a din to be maniach, telling you what to nem on. It's saying that ishazu, and even the lashon of the Gemara in Yevamos, ishazu becheskas. Call it hetel l'shukai medes or becheskos eishes ishai medes, whatever it may be. Umisafek atabo lahitzianu. If something was in a certain becheskas, or something was in a certain status, and now a suffek happened, so it's like the suffek can't be poil. Leave it where it is. Leave it. Now there's different types of chazakas. You got becheskos haguf does address the suffek, right? When did the mum come in her? Cheskos HaGuf addresses it. It doesn't obviously it doesn't, it's not at all any type of beer of suffix. It doesn't really address the suffix. It doesn't really address the suffix, but that's what maybe they call hanhoga. But it tells you to nemon that she's still on amum. At this point in time, she was still on amum. Cheskes Eishesish by Sofik Karavlo, Sofik Karavlo, Sofik Karavlo does even less. The assumption is a Shvachara assumption. That's why Cheskes Aguf is stronger than other Chazakas, because the assumption is less. Because it's telling you, assume she's still an Eishesish. But it's not telling you, you know, a Chazaka that would say it was Karavlo, that would be like a Cheskes Aguf. Because it's addressing the makor of the suffix, right? And Mamela, she's an Eishes Ish. It's not addressing, it's not saying Karav Loi. It's only saying, listen, you don't know if she's an Eishes Ish or not. It's not addressing the makor of the suffix. It's saying, okay, Nemon, she's still an Eishes Ish. That's all. That's why it's different. That's why Cheskes Aguf, that's why when you say a Chazaka stronger, it means it's addressing the makor of the suffix more. It's still not being mavara of the suffix. We know that it's still 50-50. The mitzius is still, the reality is still 50-50, or whatever it was. Might have been 60-40, but that didn't change. The chazaka doesn't change the reality of the suffix, but it addresses the din, that's eishes ish, it addresses her din, or it can address the makor of the suffix, which is cheskes aguf. Let's say, okay, now, here you have, I'll tell you again, neither the Vezum and Beis, you have a suffix, Mikvah Shenimdad, Venim Sechoser, right? So, Gemara says, why don't you say, Hamei Tomei Al Cheskos, and more at one point says, person B'Cheskos Tomo. Then it says, Adarabba, Hamed Mikvah al Cheskosoi, and say that it's. So now, what's the Gemara Shaila? It says, Machlokes Ritva, and the Ritva says that the Marsha and the Maram, they learn that it means it's a Sofik, one Chazaka against another Chazaka. You're left with a Sofik. The Ritva, the Nidid of Bey, says no. The mikvah is more makori, because the person, you know, he went to the mikvah. So if you have something talking about the mikvah, that's more makori than something talking about the person. So the person has a cheskes tumah, but the Gemara says, but the mikvah has a cheskes aguf. That's also not clear what the chazak of the mikvah is, whether it's together of cheskes kashrus or cheskes aguf. They're going into that. It's not an interesting shaila whether the kashrus hamikvah is a cheskes aguf, because it's shalem. It's a shlemus to a mikvah with 40 saw, or it's not, it's kosher. It's a kosher mikvah. My point is that even though chazaka certainly doesn't address, certainly does not give you any birur in the suffix, it doesn't address the tzadim. It's like, it doesn't address a birur. It just, that's what maybe Hanhoga, if they mean that by Hanhoga, so fine, I have no problem with it. But it does tell you to make an assumption. You're assuming something. So, you know, assume it's still Tamei, or assume the mikvah is still Kasher. But you see from the Ritva that the more Makori it is, the more we'll follow it. And that's what it means, probably the stronger Chazaka. That's Muskum according to everybody, except maybe Rashi. 7th parak in Tzubas, that Cheskes Aguf is the strongest. No. Other Rabbi Rashi says Cheskes Aguf could even be Moitzi Moment, no? That's Muslim, that Cheskes Aguf is the strongest Chazaka. Why? Because it addresses more the Makora Sofik. The Makora Sofik. Now, what am I saying? But it certainly doesn't give you any. It's certainly only a din. It's a din. It's a halachic din. It's a legal din. To follow, what do you do b'makom safek? So you could say l'chumri, you could say l'kula, and then the Torah gave us certain rules that we could follow, even though they don't really they're not really Mavara the Suffolk. Even Rove. Maybe Ruben the Lesser come on. Maybe. But they're all learned out from Sukkim, and it's a tool. Maybe Ruben the Lesser come on gives you a yediyah, or just an assumption. Everything's an assumption. The only thing that you wouldn't call an assumption is edim. That's not yediyah. If you have yediyah, yediyah is like nishkan safek. End of story. Edim is one darga below yediyah. I wouldn't call it an assumption. I would call it the Torah told you to believe the edim. So now like you have a yediyah after the pasuk. Rav and Chazaka, you don't have a yediyah after the pasuk. Maybe Ruben the Lesser come on, but it's a din. That's what it means on Hoga. That's what it means on Hoga. So good. So that's what on Hoga means. It means you're making an assumption. You're making a certain assumption, or else how could Ritva say that this Chazaka is stronger than that Chazaka? How can you talk about any Cheskas Aguf is stronger than other Chazakas? It's because you are making an assumption. The Torah is telling you, assume she's still an Eishes Ish. On a favos, on a faven. Assume so. You may niach. All this is only shayach because you have a din safek. So the Torah gives you a din, how to deal with it. A chisorin yediya, like none of this would even make sense. It wouldn't make sense because the safek is not there in Metzius. You don't know. So the chazaka is not telling you anything. You don't know, so go find out. Like, you would need something maybe like Edim, so you could find out. But Chazaka Roiv is just assumption. So you follow the rules. And the Torah gave you rules what to follow, B'mokim Safek. That there is something called Chazaka. It's learned out from a pasuk. There's something called Chazaka. It has it's also a reality. It allows you to follow it, b'mokum asafek. It's like this is what you can do, b'mokum asafek. You can follow chazaka. You could say that if it was in a certain way till now, so the safek that it changed, so nemon it didn't change. Chazaka debeikara, chazaka dahashta, harei chasa lefanecha, is a chazaka dahashta. Now the shaila is how strong chazaka is. Chazaka really is like you have man the machshebo, machshebo bita, man the machshebo, right? Cheskos emani labas or not? So it's all a question of how much is the Torah telling you to nemon, and how much does it go into the makor hasafik? Usually chazaka does not go into the makor hasafik. Maybe I shouldn't say usually because cheskos aguf does. But usually chazaka is that, it's becheskos eishes ish, a chazaka of din. It doesn't get to the makor of the safek. But assume she's still an eishes ish. So if someone would ask me, okay, am I supposed to also assume that it was kor of loy? So I'll say, well, you have to assume it was kor of loy to assume she's still an eishes ish, but the chazaka is not telling you to assume it was kor of loy. Well, maybe it is. And that will be the shaila like cheskos eishes, mahani labas or not. If the chazaka is telling you already to assume the makor of the safek, then you could say man the machshavah machshavah bita, because you could say cheskos eishes mani labas. You have a marshal of machlekes rishonim. If you say chazaka, but makom asfeka the dina. So again, if it's telling you assume it's kosher, so you could say it's machlekes rishonim, right? So if it's telling you assume it's kosher, so you could say but makom asfeka the dina also. Why not? But if it has to go back to the Makor HaSafek, and like I have to assume it was Kor of Loi, which is okay, just like I'm assuming she's an Eishes Ish, I can assume it was Kor of Loi. Right? I have no idea if she's an Eishes Ish or not. Chazaka's telling me Nemon. Nemon is an Eishes Ish. Okay. So I can Nemon it was Kor of Loi also. Right? If I. The Tarte L'Reyosa, some learn the Tarte L'Reyosa, the hookup of Tarte L'Reyosa on either Dav Beis is because the Cheskos Tuma supports the Harei Chasa L'Fanecha. Because, again, Because by saying Nemon is Tameh, you're saying Nemon it was Chaser. So they support each other. It's not just two against one. They're stronger. They can beat up the one, two against one. Takel Reyosa. It's not like a Sachrainim. Marsha, Maram, I think. If it's two against one, or Taka, they are Machazik each other. Cheskas Tameh will be Machazik Arechasal of Fanecha, if, just like if you would say, Nemon, the get was Korav Loi. And that's why Machshebo Machshebebita. These are shilas in what the Torah did. If the Torah told you to reach back into the Makor HaSafek, then you could say Machshebo Machshebebita. But you can't say it. I hope everything works out. There's no steers to this. But then you couldn't say it by a Sfeika Dedina. No, that would be the rationale why you don't say Chazaka B'makom Sfeika Dedina, because you can't go back to the Makor HaSafek. Or maybe you can't say, okay, Nemon, that the halach is like Abaye. You know, you can't do that. But these are all rules. They're all rules. They're not birur. Nothing's a birur. Rove's not a birur. Even Reuben the Lesser, come on. Okay, when we learn, we'll be learning about it. We'll be learning about it. Hashem, if we move a little, we'll be learning about that. So there's rules. And once you have a suffix, the Torah has to give you ways to deal with it. Chazes Osir. Not chazes mutter. What about suffik chazes? So what's the din? To say there's a din of suffik chazer, the chumra lekula is also a din. And to say that you can deal with it through chazaka or through rov, I'm saying the yisrael advarim is that it's a mitzius. The suffik's a mitzius. You have to start with that. If the suffik wouldn't be a mitzius, nothing would make any sense. At least not to me. Wouldn't make any sense. Like, then the only thing that should help you is birur. Or at least Aiden. What else can tell you? You don't know. But but once the Zach has been specific, then you can say, oh, Hamidenu al Cheska, so, you know. So, okay, you want to know what the status of this thing is. It was also up till now. Now you have a suffix if it became Wutu, so Hamidenu al Cheska, so. Leave it the way it was, it didn't. Okay, that's basically it.